Today I'm going to talk about how to recharge and cleanse your crystals. And there's a couple of different methods that you can do. So I'm going to go through those and which types of crystals that they're good for. And to start off, the purpose of cleansing your crystals is to recharge them. A lot of times your crystals will absorb a lot of negative energy. And so it's good to periodically cleanse them and get rid of that negative energy again so that they will work at their full potential and, again, will just be recharged. So how to do it? Again, it depends on the stone. So some people like to do running water. You can submerge each crystal for about a minute under the water, under running water. However, this will ruin some of your crystals. So any kind of soft or brittle stone like selenite will disintegrate in water. So you don't want to put those in the water. I actually got some moisture on one of my selenite pieces and a little corner of it is gone. So it definitely does disintegrate those. But it's good for like your more sturdy stones, like your quartz. So if you have any quartz, that's a good way to do it. You can also do a salt water bath. So you can add like some Himalayan sea salt and you can leave them in there for a few hours to up to 48 hours. And again, something like quartz or amethyst or something that's a little bit more durable is good for that. Again, stay away from any type of soft, brittle stone. One that's good for any stone is actually brown rice. And I actually saw this on TikTok, but this seems to be the safest for all stones. So you put brown rice in like some kind of a bowl or something, and you bury your stones in them for about 24 hours or so, and then that will recharge them. So that's super easy. A lot of people have brown rice sitting around their house. You don't typically have to go buy anything for it, or if you do, it's relatively cheap. And again, it's the safest for any stones. So that is probably my number one recommendation as far as clearing and cleansing your crystals. Another thing you can do is whenever the full moon is out, you can set them in the windowsill, or if you feel comfortable leaving them outside, you can. I personally would not leave mine outside because I live in an apartment. Like, I don't have my own like fenced backyard or anything like that. So I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they would be fine, but that's just me. I don't know. I'm weird about it. But you can set them in the windowsill where the moonlight will catch them and leave them overnight, and then get them in the morning when you wake up. And this is a good thing to do, maybe for like a monthly ritual, if that's something that you're into that way. Cause I mean, the full moon's every month. So once a month, set them out and that's all you have to do. You can also do about 10 to 12 hours in the sunlight. So you can set them out like on your windowsill, like right before the sun sets, and then get them in the morning, or at least before noon, before the sun gets really hot. Too much sun can weather the surface of some of your stones. And so you don't want to do this for any vibrant stones or any soft stones. So no amethyst, no selenite, nothing like that. Again, that one you have to be very particular and very careful. Another thing that you can do is you can sage them. And I mean, they sell sage bundles on the internet, at crystal shops. And that's a good one because it's just like the smoke and you can wave it over them and it cleanses them. I personally have a sage spray because my apartment smoke alarms are really, really sensitive and I don't want the fire department showing up. So I have it in like a little spray bottle. And since it is in a spray bottle, I try to avoid my selenite and any other soft stones just because, I mean, it'll probably be fine. But if it gets too, if there's too much of that water part of the spray on there, it can mess them up. So keep that in mind if you do a sage spray. Again, a sage bundle is fine for anything because it's just a smoke. You can do the same thing with like an incense. If you have a favorite incense smell, you can wave it around over your crystals and it'll work just fine. Same with Palo Santo if you have Palo Santo. Another thing you can do, which was a new one to me, was sound healing. So I actually went to a crystal shop and bought some crystals, and the guy at the checkout put them in a sound bowl and or a singing bowl, whatever you know it as, and, you know, rang the bowl. I don't know a good word for that. However you do it, whatever you call it, to cleanse the crystals before I took them home, which I thought was super neat. And again, that's great for any stone because you just put it in a sound bowl and that's it. And the vibrations of the sound bowl are what cleanse the crystal. And then the last one that I have is a visualization, which is another super, super safe one because, again, you're just visualizing them. So this is something that can be intimidating for beginners if you're not used to visualizing, or if that's weird to you. Again, just if take what resonates, leave what doesn't. But what you will do is you'll ground and center yourself first, and then you visualize a light around each stone and visualize that light getting brighter and any impurities leaving the stone. And you continue that visualization until you feel a shift in the stone's energy. Again, if you're new, that can be a little more difficult. It might be a little bit intimidating. So if that's not for you, again, take what resonates, leave what doesn't. But just to reiterate, the safest one that I've come across is to put them in the brown rice for up to 24 hours because it's safe for any stone. It's super easy. You probably have what you need in your pantry already. But let me know if you guys try any of these. I would love to hear your experience with it, or if you have any other favorite ways to cleanse your crystals, definitely let me know. I hope you guys enjoyed this, and I will see you next week.